assistant coach of the Oil Kings, Ryan Marsh, joins us. Marshy, how are you?
Doing good, Jason. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I guess, first of all, the update on Mads Eller.
Well, it looks like Mads has been able to avoid any real serious injury, which is real fortune for us. But he is, still a little bit banged up, and we won't probably see him tonight. We'll reevaluate after tonight's game.
Okay. Well, it definitely looks scary, right? Like that was, an unfortunate incident with the door being open and everything. But it sure looked like it could have been a lot worse than it is. So that's good news.
Yeah, it was. It was very scary. From our vantage point as coaches on the bench, to see him coming that fast and seeing that gate open, it was certainly a bad feeling. And disappointing that he's hurt and he's not able to be in the lineup. But at the same time, we're real fortunate that it wasn't anything really really serious, and we should have him back here sooner than later.
Who's going to draw in, and how will this impact the changes in the lineup?
Well, we're working through that as we go forward. Brandon Ralph kind of took that spot on the left side for us with Robertson and Bertolucci. So, as of right now, that's probably what we'll start with. And we're still, evaluating whether we'll go with seven defensemen or whether we'll play, a forward on the fourth line. So still a couple things to work out and evaluate. We've got some other things in play as well, as far as some guys being banged up. So when we have a final report, we'll make that decision here in the next hour or so.
Ryan, you guys dropped a really tough one, a game 3-3-2 to the Wheat Kings. What do you tell your club after it seemed like you guys were so close to tying the game? Jordan Paperny stands on his head. What do you tell your group after you guys lose such a close one?
Stay with it. Stay positive. You continue to keep that confidence and poise that we have. And, I thought the process was great that we had in game three. And like you said, a bounce here or there, maybe goes our way. Maybe it's a different outcome. We're playing a team that, you have to limit your mistakes. And a couple of mistakes in the third period that we had were in the back of the net, before we knew it. And that's the difference right now, is that they've really capitalized on some of those opportunities. I think we gave up four shots in the third and 2-1 in, and that's nothing against Jari, who played an exceptional game. It was a pinball shot and a seeing eye single that went in, and we just weren't able to find a way to get one past Paperny. He played very well.
Ryan Marsh joins us. He's the assistant coach of the Oil Kings. Game 4 goes tonight right here on TSN 1260. Puck drop just after 8 p.m. Ryan, do you guys need more out of your special teams if you're going to upset Brandon?
Well, I think to have good special teams is obviously a huge part in winning a series. The scary thing is that we did win the special teams battle last game. We got a power play goal, and we're able to eliminate them on their power play, which is key. And I think if we can continue that, obviously that's going to help us, go forward here and get the next win. They got a tremendous power play, and we found out about that in game two, where things went a little bit sideways for us. That's the thing, is we just can't put them into those situations. We did have a 5-on-3 we had to kill in that last game, and did an exceptional job, got some big saves, but we can't give them too many of those opportunities. We have to be disciplined and continue to try and win those special teams battles.
Ryan, it's funny. You guys have the best penalty kill in the league, and they had the best power play. You guys have had a lot of success. What does their power play do that is so much better than the other teams in the league?
Well, they're able to put five guys on the ice that, have the potential to be a scoring threat. They move the puck around quickly, give you multiple looks, and have the ability to finish when they get the chance. They got some, Provorov on the back end as their defenseman has unbelievable vision and patience, and chose to play up top. And there's times where they kind of pull you out away from your net, draw you up, and all of a sudden they're attacking down low quickly. They do an exceptional job of that. And just having the ability, like I said, they have, five guys that have the ability to score. And that's not always the case, with teams. There's a lot of offense and a lot of skill on that team, and they're well coached. You can tell that they've worked on that, on the power play. When they don't have one look that opens up, they move into spots to try to get us stretched out a little bit in our PK end zone and then reattack. And it's difficult. We need to make sure that when we have opportunities to get it down the ice, we get it down, And we have to, you know, try to avoid them getting into our zone easily, try to really force them to give up possession as they enter our zone to give us a chance to get back and get pucks out. And, you know, in the first two games, they were tremendous at controlling the play and carrying it in our zone. I thought we did a better job last game.
Assistant coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Ryan Marsh, joins us. Game four tonight right here on TSN 1260 pregame show at 7:40. Puck drop just after 8 o'clock. And Ryan, I heard your answer to Mark as far as just the little things you need to do better. You know, in game one, 2 years, what do you feel you guys executed the best that game that has to be there for 60 minutes tonight?
We had a ton of jump off our faceoffs in game one, where we created opportunities off those faceoffs and got a kind of a little bit of a head start on pucks. And, it's a bit of a cliche, but we were first to pucks a lot. And the couple chances that we had around their net, point blank chances, we buried them. And, it's something that we've struggled with a little bit all year as far as scoring it. You know, it doesn't come naturally to everyone on the team, but we're certainly going to work and try to find ways to funnel pucks at that net tonight and, find ways to bang in any loose change that's there and continue to try to play in their zone. That was another thing we did really well in game one was, you know, we limited their opportunities in our zone. We played a lot in their zone, controlled the play a little bit more, and it didn't spend as much time in our D zone, because lots of time in our D zone with the amount of skill they have becomes very dangerous. So we can continue to, you know, play in their zone a little bit more. And, you know, we've outshot them in two of the three games so far, and we're going to need to continue that tonight to have an opportunity to, you know, to try and get a second victory in the series.
Well, Ryan, good luck. Hopefully you guys get the win tonight, and then it becomes a best of three. Very entertaining first round. Appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, Jason.